And now we pray Psalm 131 with Jesus. O God, I am not proud, holding my head too high, reaching beyond my grasp. I've calmed myself, I've stilled my longing, I'm at peace, like a weaned child resting in its mother's arms. My whole being is at rest. O Israel, hope in God, now and forever. The psalmist is humbly aware of his limitations and his dependence on God. His confidence is not based on himself, but on God's presence and care for him. In place of calmed in verse 2, the Greek Septuagint has humbled. It's one of only two texts in the Greek translation of the Bible that use the verb tapenophroneo, which means to think of oneself in a lowly way. That's the word humility. It's not only to be lowly, but to think of oneself in a lowly way. And the only other text from the Jewish writings is Proverbs chapter 29, verse 23, which reads, "One who is lowly in spirit," not just lowly, but lowly in spirit, "obtains honor." Let's look at the word humility a bit further. In the Greek world, humility, as I've just defined it, was considered a vice. It was the equivalent of having low self-esteem. In Jesus, it took on a new meaning. Jesus was happy to be dependent like a child. He delighted in calling God Abba, for he knew God's unconditional love. He was content to rely on this love. The child in the psalm has been weaned, but the mother is still there for the child, and the child is calm, at peace, resting in its mother's arms. So the psalmist calms his desires, his irrational fears, and the turmoil of his feelings, resting and placing his hope in God. By extension, one can see God as a mother and the psalmist as a child, not longing and hungering and yearning, beautiful as they are, but rather calmed by the mother, because it's well fed, it's weaned, it's got its food from somewhere else, but it still wants the closeness and the warmth and the love of the mother. In Hosea chapter 11, we read God speaking, "It was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took him up in my arms. I led him with cords of human kindness, with bands of love. I was to him like a person who lifts an infant to her cheek. I bent down to him and I fed him." Psalm 22, the psalm placed on Jesus' lips on the cross, in verses 9 to 10 reads, "It was you who took me from the womb. You entrusted me safe on my mother's breasts. Placed on your lap from my birth, since my mother bore me, you have been my God. And Isaiah chapter 66, you will be suckled and be carried on her arm and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, I will comfort you. You're praying this psalm with Jesus. We recall his words found in Matthew chapter 18. Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like a little child, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. Conclude by reading the psalm. O God, I'm not proud, holding my head too high, reaching beyond my grasp. I've calmed myself and I've stilled my longing. I'm at peace, like a weaned child resting in its mother's arms. My whole being is at rest. O Israel, hope in God, now and forever.